Hey, Frank. Good to see you.
So, appreciate you guys being here. Apparently, this is the group that didn't read the handout, because I'm pretty sure Pastor Greg has a session going. And you chose this, so I'm just going to take it as a compliment. And I definitely appreciate you guys being here. Now, I was talking to Eric Reed, and what he told me was that in past years, they've gotten some negative feedback, right? Because everybody got to make their own session name. And some people felt like the names were so creative, it ended up being a bait and switch, all right? I did not write this session's name. This was assigned to me, and it says that we're going to talk about creating a climate of collaborating for change, okay? So if you are here, because I understand that it has the word climate and change. If you are here because you're worried about the polar ice caps, because you want to know about the CO2 levels in the environment, we are not covering any of that today, and it's not my fault, and it is not a bait and switch. I didn't do this title.
Eric,
you can email eric.reed at houstonsfirst.org. Okay? So, but what we are going to talk about is partnering, being a great partner. I'm Kevin Jordan. I'm a nobody. I teach a live Bible study at this church. And these folks all teach a live Bible study or direct a live Bible study at this church. So if you're here hoping to have like the best speaker that we flew in from somewhere else, I drove in from Siena, and I'm not the best teacher in Siena, okay? And this is not going to be a teaching session. This is going to be a working session, okay? The reason that I believe you might be here is because you want a great partner. We love great partners. Here's some that came to mind. Jordan and Pippen, right? Those guys were great partners. They worked well together. Maybe sports aren't your thing. Laurel and Hardy, right? They played well with one another. They knew their roles. You had a straight man. You had a funny guy. Mike Cabro right now is breathing a sigh of relief because the last time I showed this picture, his face was right here, okay? Because Mike and I have learned to work well together like a Batman and Robin, right? They're not the same guys. They have different skills, and they work well together. And I did that in front of the entire Siena campus. Yes, I did. And I did not
wonder I'm still here.
It's, yep, right?
Why are you Robin?
I know, right?
Honestly, because I couldn't fit his face under the Batman mask. You got Lone Ranger and Tonto, right? So they worked well together. And this guy didn't even talk. And they worked well together. Riggs and Murtaugh. Younger guys, that's Lethal Weapon. You need to watch that. Okay, you need to Google that. You need to watch that. It's got a little salty language. But we've all seen it. And then you've got Venus and Serena. Great partners, right? We want to be great partners. Now, when you have kids, when you're a kid, you if you're a guy, you sought out a blood brother, right? You're cut each other's hands, you're going to shake hands, and we're in this together. You wanted that partner. Now, I've got twin daughters. They just turned 9 years old. And they don't cut their hands. They have a different thing. They announce that someone is their BFF, okay? And the concept that they have, they've got like 8 BFFs each. And I'm like, no, you're missing it. You can't have 8 BFFs. It's one partner. I want that one person that is side by side, that is in it with me. We want that one great partner. And if you're here, I'm assuming your goal is to partner well. Okay? You want to partner well with your director if you're a teacher. You want to partner well with your teacher if you're a director. And it's a great goal. If it's not true of you already, that's totally fine. Maybe you want to strengthen an already good relationship, or maybe you're in a relationship with a teacher or a director, and guys, it's just not where you want it to be. Okay? It is okay to have problems. I invited all of these people, and there are individuals I worked with that you could not have twisted my arm to invite them. God has led them to another ministry, and we praise God for that. Mm-hmm. But I did want to bring folks that I've seen have worked well together, because that's what the goal is. That's what we want. We want to give you some ideas tonight. This is not a teaching session. It's a working session, okay? What we've done is we've assembled a panel of directors and teachers that have done this well. So I'm going to quickly announce who's on our panel to answer some of these questions. We have Carolyn O'Neill. We've got Kaysen White, Lee Eadson, James Lucas, and Mike Cabro. I've worked with some of these guys. If you have worked with me in ministry one-on-one, raise your hand. Okay. Mission Trip didn't count. Thank you, Jason.
I was thinking class.
He's like, yeah.
I thought you meant I was
We co led a mission trip this last summer, but we haven't really worked together yet, I guess.
Well, I thought you meant like Tonto and the Lone Ranger. I didn't know how close
you were. I thought we were that close. You didn't feel like that. No, you didn't have that? It's all good. That's okay.
You spoke too much to be Tonto.
Fair. That's fair. Yeah, so, but I brought people that I've seen who have done it well. And we may have a couple that join us later, but these are people who are, they're in your shoes. These are peers, okay? They've had those conflicts, they've had those fights, they've worked through it, and they've seen success in that. So in this time that we have, I want you to know that no question is off limits. We're going to have an open panel time where I'm going to ask these guys some questions that I think are probably applicable to most everyone. And then what's going to happen is they're going to fan out at your tables. And they're going to have plenty of time to talk to you about the specific issues that you're talking about, that you're here going, man, I wish somebody speak to this, okay? So that's where we're going. We're going to have a little panel time. Then we're going to have plenty of time at your table to answer your own questions. Is that a fair thing to try to accomplish here tonight? So let's just take a second. What do you guys want to accomplish here tonight? What are the issues you're concerned about?
Transferring leadership responsibilities.
Transferring leadership responsibilities?
Mentoring into leadership.
Awesome. Yeah, great. What else?
Goal setting between teachers and directors.
Sweet. I'm going to use collaboratively because obviously our title says we're supposed to use a lot of symbols. Cool. But I can't spell it. There you go. Collab. Something like that. What else? I got an hour to nail two things. Feeling good right now.
Working on unifying the body to where you don't have like independent entities, but we're all functioning with the same goal.
Sweet. Yep. Unity. That's good. Teamwork. Okay, those are good. That's a good foundation point. So here's my not-so-bold premise. Directors and teachers have to work together as a team. That's it. Blow your mind yet? And here's the deal. There's a ton of different ways to accomplish that. And you're going to hear a bunch of different ways. And you're going to be like, but those two things, those don't even coexist. What he said and what she said, those are told, you can't do both. That's okay. Because they both probably work. You can do that. Directors and teachers do have unique roles. A director has a spiritual role and they have a practical role. And a teacher has a spiritual role and they have a practical role. Just real quick. A director's spiritual role is to establish a safe, ministry-rich environment. The director is the king and queen of class culture. And when you create that environment, you know, how we operate, what we value, what we celebrate, that allows ministry to happen in that life Bible study setting and throughout the week. Their practical role is running the calendar. So if I say I value this, then the things that we do need to be pointed to accomplish that. It is not rocket science. Does that make sense? That's being the king and queen of culture. That's the director's spiritual role and how it translates practically. The teacher's spiritual role is to prayerfully prepare and to adequately deliver biblical content. And a lot of people put the period there. And if a teacher does that, you need to get a new teacher. If that's all they do, they have not met their spiritual goal. Their job is to lay out that biblical content to start great conversations. That's what a good teacher does. You lay out a foundation of groundwork so that individuals can start having a conversation about what's going on in their life and what is the Lord speaking to them. The teacher's practical role is what I call being the first attender. So if you're going to lay down biblical content and you're going to start great conversations, what's going to come out of that? Are people going to express their needs? You need to be the first one there. You're the first one to say yes. You want to be the first one to take the phone call, the first one to deploy resources from the class to meet those needs, because you're the one facilitating the conversation where that community of believers discovers those needs. That's a teacher's practical role. Does that make sense? This one's yes and that one's no. We can do this. All right, so if that's going to be our foundation, what I want to ask these guys is, how are they doing that, okay? And how have they seen that work out in their life? So I've given them a list of questions, but I have not told them which ones I'm actually going to ask them. But they've had an opportunity to think about this, so hopefully it's going to be a rich time. So I'm going to start with this. How can a director and a teacher best find their lanes? Do you guys understand what that term means? Mm-hmm. Right? How do you best figure out what you're going to do versus what they're going to do without stepping on each other's toes? I think that's getting to this idea of unity and maybe even a little bit of mentoring. So let's see what our panel, who's had some thoughts on that? And I will call if you don't have, if you don't volunteer.
Kevin, I think for me it's been around defining those roles together and understanding very practically what each person is going to do. And because there's a whole kind of list of things, and I think stepping into a director's role or a teaching role, you know, in some ways there's not really necessarily a blueprint for it. You know, it's kind of like, here's a class, here's some thoughts, how you do that sort of thing. And I think really sitting down with your lead teacher and walking through exactly, okay, you know, here's how I'm going to manage the calendar, here's how I'm going to manage the schedule things, here's how you're going to slot this in, here's the teacher's going to say, here's how I'm going to do our talent pipeline, here's all these kind of, you know, all the aspects of teaching, and just talking through those things and getting lined up from the start, because otherwise you could get in a situation where, like you said, kind of these lanes where a director tries to be a teacher and a teacher tries to be a director, and then no one's happy, you know, and it can get a little frustrating. So
yeah, it's good.
I think it's also knowing your roles, that the director is the leader of the class, and that's a pretty heavy responsibility. I have two teachers, and so we have to work together to determine what we're going to teach and or what they're going to teach. But I know my role, and they know their role, and we work real well together. I've been the director of this class, will be 28 years, and it's in April. And we get along, we talk about what we're going to study. We just finished, don't tell Ben this, but we just finished doing Experiencing God, because we felt like there were women in our class who had not experienced God. So we did a 12-week study. And so we deviated from the uniform lesson or the life skills, whatever.
Lifeway? Is it Lifeway?
Yes, both Lifeways. And so we've done that. Now we're studying the book of James.
Okay.
And so they decide on what dates. And because both of my teachers, one works for Exxon, she travels, so her mother is elderly. The other one is very heavily involved in an organization that she's president of, and is a writer and all that. So we coordinate schedules, and I always know who's going to teach, and they work it out, but I'm on the thread of it. I don't feel like I'm the boss, but I'm the director. I'm the one who answers to Ben. And I take that very, very seriously. But it's a matter of communication is vital. And having the same heart. I have, I will have as many as 75 women in this class on a Sunday. And they'll be aged from 50 to 91. Mm-hmm. And guess who's the busiest one in my class? The 91-year-old. She volunteers twice a month.
Wow.
In children's ministry.
So you said that it's important that you have the same heart.
Yes.
How do you assess that? And how long did it take to find those teachers that actually, what do you do if you find that you got a teacher and you don't share the same heart?
Well, I check, you know, I've always had just one teacher, and then is that right, Margaret? We only had Margaret's in my class. And I had one for a long time, and then Dina Lee has been our teacher. And Dina's mother required more from her, and then she traveled with Exxon, and just a lot of changes. But I knew the heart of the women, and they're different ages. One is single, never been married. The other has been married and is a widow. So they both bring something to the plate. And they both were friends of mine, but not necessarily friends together, but they just work together. It's God, it is truly a God thing. And because they love the Lord, they love to teach, and they want to teach God's word.
That's good.
So I was, this class is a leftover from Beth Moore's class.
Okay.
28 years ago. I was her director for 8 years, and she moved to a different hour, and I stayed back. Just convicted not to move with her because that was going to be a big class. So I stayed back. I had 15 women that was left with no leadership. And Beth and I worked really well, but I'll tell you why, how we worked really well. We both knew our roles. I was the arms and the legs, and she was the mouth. Mm-hmm. Beth taught. I did the organization. I did the running. And I keep up with the class. And so it just worked. They don't want to be the director of the class.
Right.
It's just knowing, I think it's just knowing what your gifting is. And I've got one in my class that calls me the boss lady. It just drives me nuts. But she gets great joy in doing that. And she's one of my servants. I had 17 people here out of my class tonight for leadership.
Mm, wow, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
That's good. All right, let's move on to who. So you talk about, you know, I knew my role, and, you know, you did a good job with Beth, by the way. I heard she's done okay.
Yeah. She wasn't Beth then. I mean, she was just Beth Moore.
I mean, now it's like Beth Moore in all caps with them on the cover of a book.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's different.
All over Twitter. Yeah.
Don't expect that from your teacher, Lee. Not going to happen. So who sets the priorities for the Life Bible Study? As we're talking about roles, let's get very practical. So we're beyond vision. Now who says, here's the things we're going to do and the things we're going to focus on? Whose job is that? James?
I think it starts with the directors, first and foremost. I mean, but at the same time, it can't be something that is dictated in a way that is power hungry. Yeah, it's not. It's got to be a communications based. What I'm saying is, because if you get in a situation where the director and the teacher are not aligned in any way, that's when things start. You know, you cross different lanes. Or so I think starting from again, the director, like you said, is the leader of the class, and that's the person who's in charge, if you will. But again, there has to be an alignment, there has to be unity between the director and the teacher in terms of, all right, how are we going to accomplish, here's our vision, right? How are we going to accomplish this? And here's what I'm going to do as director behind the scenes, and here's what I want you to do as a teacher in front of the class to lead our class week by week.
You understand how hard that was, because James is actually has been in a teacher role. He's transitioning into a director role, and he's had a very strong director sitting to his left right now, listening to every word he says. He's like, you better not step over that line, boys. I see that look. Mike's like,
no.
Let's see how that goes. How did he do? Well, how's that answer? What would you add to that?
You know, first off, let me start off by there's God can use a lot of different ways to do this, and I've been a part of First since 97, have served in both the director role and in the teacher role multiple times. And so, I got to back up. I mean, I'll use your board here for a second.
You may.
And so, like I said, a lot of different ways that I've seen this work. The thing that's worked with best with me. Huh? No, I'm going red. So, the way that I've seen this work in my experience, and so, and I've served with James, with Kaysen, and Kevin in certain different ways. So,
you were my director. We started a class together.
Yeah, right. So, the first thing that works for us is to just understand where we are in the life cycle of the class. Right, we got people that have been in class for 28 years, and we probably got somebody in here that just started a class. Right, so that's something you just have to realize where you are in the life cycle of your class. Right, so what we have done over the course of our time, and if you've ever gone through anything with Don Mutton, anybody here go through something with Don Mutton? Right, so a lot of this had to do with the way I was raised by him, basically. But this is birth. And this is adolescent, and then this is adulthood, and this backside is the elderly side of the class, right? So what we have always tried to recognize is, where are we in the life cycle of this class, right? Or if you're at birth, man, you're just trying to, I mean, the director's just trying to plan, you know, let's get socials, let's get people together, let's build a class together. And the teacher's trying to speak life into the class. When you're in the adolescence phase, man, you're starting to kick into all cylinders. There's people, there's energy, there's momentum, and the teacher's still speaking, the director's planning. But when we're getting towards adulthood, I mean, we are really at that point. The way that I have seen it work really well, and that's what I've been part of, and I'm just speaking for us, God uses all different ways. So I want to say that this is not the only way. But for us, what has worked really well is to have all through this cycle right here for the teacher and the director to be on the same page of preaching. We're not going to stay this class. When we get here, we're going to multiply. Okay, and so what we have intentionally done is we've launched another class right there. And then this class, eventually, what it does is it starts over as well. So what I have seen work well is that the director is putting the structure in place to get us to adulthood. And then the teacher comes along, and there's all kinds of ways a teacher can teach. That's just a means to help grow the class, and all through that, raising up leaders. You want to raise up leaders. You want to bring other leaders up, and when you get up here, kick them out the nest, or you go off in the nest. And we're at that phase right now, and every time we do it, it's awfully, awfully difficult, and it's stressful. But what I have seen well is that the director and the teacher get on board with what your vision is on the class, and then the director helps put the team together, the men's and the women's and ministry and the socials, and puts the structure together. One thing I heard a pastor say that was really good is that a vine needs a trellis to grow, right? I mean, so every class is going to have its own organic growth, but the director needs to put the team together to put the trellis in place, and then the teacher comes along and speaks vision and speaks truth to that. That's what I see.
And I'll tell you, I've not seen anybody grow a class and launch a class better than Mike Cabro. He is like the chief growth officer of Life Bible Study. Right? We were like, let's take some notes because it's going to get rocky. And if you're doing that and you're like, hey, we're at that adult part of the class and it's time to launch something new, call Mike. I mean, seriously, if they're good at it, use that experience, because there isn't one right way to do this. But some of us have tried a couple of different ways that didn't work, and we're more than happy to tell you about that stuff. So that's good. So then how long should a teacher and a director work together? Mike, you talked about kind of the growth of a class. Now let's talk about the growth of a partnership. Right? When does Pippin know it's time to move to a new team? When does Tonto say, my horse is going that way and yours is going this way? Of course, Tonto wouldn't say that because, once again, Tonto doesn't speak. How do you know that it's time, that this partnership has run its life, and it is time to do the partnership equivalent of what Mike just showed for the Life Bible Study class?
Well, I think it varies. It can vary, but in my experience, having been a teacher and having burned through five directors through the course of launchings, as Mike is describing, Mike being our first director couple, Mike and Brandy, it's been about 2 or 3 years. And about 2 or 3 years is enough time to build up a class and raise up enough leaders and get some momentum going. And then, unfortunately, naturally, some of the best ways we've seen it is that teacher and director split up. And so they're on to the next thing. And because those are your two most seasoned couples or individuals, depending on what your class looks like. And it doesn't always work that way. You might have just a dynamite junior teacher, junior director, assistant director, and you can say, hey, you guys look like you're working together, go ahead. But it sometimes takes that, and it's painful, but it the point that Mike's making is, you know, it's great to have a 40 or 60 or 80 person bus. That's awesome. What if you have two 40 or 60 or 80 person buses? I mean, that means that people around here driving on I-10 get to come into our church and hear about the gospel and get affirmed and raised up as leaders, and that's the point. You know, that's the point. You know, the fellowship's awesome, but the point is to disciple and ultimately get people at the feet of Jesus.
That's good. Other thoughts?
Yeah, I mean that. So as you develop, I mean, you're teaching and growing people up, and then it is like a nest that gets too full, and I don't know how to explain it, but you just kind of feel it, and now you've got so much. If it's going well, you got a lot of talent on the bench. And at that point, you're doing more harm to the body of Christ than if you were to multiply, right? Because you want to reach, like you said, more people. So it's challenging. When we were in a class, and I broke down in tears the day we launched that class. And it's a hard, hard thing, because we had done life for so long. I mean, our children were being born together. And so
But you feel it, you just know it, and then it's a very, God has always been faithful in the back end of it to raise up. And I'll be honest, we're in this right now. We're in this right now. We were talking about it right before the class because we're in a place where we're doing something new and trying to launch something new, and it's hard work. But when God raises up leaders, you gotta know, man. As good as we have this right now, it would be better if you, and not in an egotistical way at all, but it's better to split the talent of the room up so that you can grow and multiply. And that's, you know. Again, it's different. It's different for everybody. So don't take it that way. I hope in some way this is speaking to somebody. This is just what I have seen over the last 25 years of ministry that we've done, and I've been a part of multiplying probably over a dozen classes since we started doing this. But when you've raised up some good leaders, and you almost start to feel a little friction, like having, I don't know how many raised kids, but once your kids start to get a little older, it's like, man, we're starting to get some friction in this house. And not a bad way. It's probably time to multiply, because the body of Christ is going to grow that way. I had something else I was going to say. That's the way I've seen it. Is you
feel it.
You feel it, mm-hmm. And you just know. And like Kason said, generally, after about 3 years, if you've been doing things and God's been blessing it and growing it, you and your director have been casting that vision, then people will be on board with that, and you can challenge them to start to go out there and raise it. And you do. You want to try to get other people to become teachers. You want to try to get other people to become directors, and then doesn't mean you stop. It just means that, hey, y'all should go and launch something new and grow. Like children. I mean, like growing children, and you want them to eventually go and then raise a family and raise kids, right? So it's the same kind of thing in the life cycle of a class. You want to do that. We have seen it, and I've seen it over and over. There was a class I was a part of a long time ago. Remember, there was a marathon class, is what we called it, back in the 90s. And a lot of great classes came out of it, but eventually that class stopped reproducing. And eventually we just had to shut it down. We shut it down because it got to a side where it just started to get pretty stale. We shut it down, and then out of that really blossomed a lot of other cool stuff. So if you don't do it, it starts to get really.
What Mike's described is in the role that you've assumed, which is a leadership role within this church, it's a lay leadership role, you've assumed the role of nurturing a living thing. And if you're not actively doing the things that it takes to keep a living thing growing, the living thing will stop growing. And when a living thing stops growing, what that's called is death, right? And so what they're talking about is very practical things about what does it take to keep this living thing growing until it's the point of reproduction that's natural and it's normal. And we act like it's a crisis. And it's not. You should have expected it getting in there, right? You're a steward of those relationships and of those lives. I want to get to one last question, because this is where the rubber hits the road, and this is the juicy stuff. If you showed up here, this is why you showed up. Give me an example of when you've had a disagreement with your teacher or director, and how did you resolve that difference? Very simple question. And I've been told we can't use names, which is kind of unfortunate, but we'll get around it. Somebody's bound to slip up. I just hope my name's not in there.
AJ.
Yeah. His name was Kelvin. And we didn't see eye to eye. All right.
Well, I mean, we've been a part of a few launches. And now, who are the directors in here? And then teachers? Is it not? No teachers in here? Okay. Well, that's okay. Right. Okay. So maybe a little hybrid player, maybe. So,
the teachers, right.
So as the teacher, every time my director would say, both times they've said, I think we need to launch a class, they go, no, we don't. I don't want to launch a class. I don't want to launch a class. Like, think of something else to do, because that's not what I want to do. And so, but it comes from the director. And so both times, I mean, we sat in, it was Jason's office, I think now it's Pritchett's office, you know, up here and talking about this stuff. And we just said, this is not what we want to do. It's uncomfortable. Like, why would you want to break up the band? This is going awesome. It's going great. And as Mike referenced earlier, later on, you see the value in it, you see the growth, and you see how you've got two living things, or three, or four, or five, depending on how things continue to go. And so the way that we resolved it, and frankly, it's as a teacher, I've been blessed to have great directors, you know, varying levels, and Mike was one of those, and you just trust. And I submitted, and I said, this is your class, you know. I'm helping to breathe into it, and I want to make people inquisitive about the Bible, and I'm here to support your vision. And so I could have kicked and screamed and fought about it, and we did behind closed doors, but it wasn't, certainly wasn't valuable to do that in class, or to start some rift or some sect of, you know, we're sticking around, you know. You just have to submit. And so as directors, I would just encourage you to be bold if that's the vision that you've been led to believe and led to go down.
Yeah, I think, and one of the ways in dealing with some of that conflict as well is, you know, when you've got a situation where it's director and teacher, lead teacher, it's kind of this one-to-one type deal. If you bring that more to like the leadership model, the kind of leadership team model where you've got you've got your director and you've got your co-directors, right? Your directors, the people that are kind of coming up underneath you. And then your teacher, and you have your co-teacher, one or two of the strong teachers that are part of the class as well. And we, at least the way our LBS is structured, we have those individuals plus another individual who's you know, on service or on the teacher more, like I said, hybrid in that sense. And we're all together talking through what's next for the class. You know, what the class is going to do next, what's our agenda, and how things should look or feel or go. And in that sense, it becomes very much, it takes a little bit out of the, if you've got some sort of dynamic between a director and your teacher where there's that anima, there's just a butting of heads, bring it to a bigger group in that way. And I think that helps everyone see those perspectives and helps kind of bring a more, I guess, you know, balanced approach to whatever it is you guys are trying to decide to do. And so that for me is that's helped in that sort of thing. Kevin is I'm a director, Kevin's a teacher.
Yeah, he's my director right
now.
So
we're like, so and I think the other comment I would have around, you know, I don't have the examples where we've had big disagreements, but I think where it's been a benefit is that there'll be something he's really concerned about that I'm not really concerned about.
Oh, you talked me down this last week on it.
But the reverse as well is I'll have something I'm really concerned about, he's not concerned about. And we balance each other and are able to kind of talk through and see each other's perspectives. And that's an important thing because we're definitely weren't seeing eye to eye on certain things. But it's really important is your teacher's kind of a barometer and you're kind of a director, you're kind of a barometer. And they may be seeing something you're not seeing. If they're thinking or they're saying, you know, I disagree with XYZ, good to hear them out because, you know, you need to understand before, because there's probably other people that disagree with X, Y, Z. And as a director, your teacher is probably the first one that's going to let you know. So, yeah. Welcome those conversations, you know.
It's good.
Question.
I guess kind of like in that moment when you're having a team discussion and you're seeking out to have that perspective and that accountability, have any of you guys interacted with a moment where someone's not on board with taking into that perspective, that accountability, and how to address that and how to, you know, move forward in a way that's positive?
Her questions are harder than mine.
I think that the way I would answer that is twofold. One, the communication has to, you got to have a healthy communication, and that's where it starts. And so put a regular rhythm of a time to communicate in there to reaffirm what your vision is. Okay, so what is it that we are trying, where are we trying to lead this group of people? So that regular communication is key. The second thing that I would say is that a lesson that I have had to learn the hard way is to hold on loosely. And what I mean by that is it gets very tempting to think that this is my class. Right? What are you doing to my class? Not my class. I don't want my name associated with it. I don't want it to be known as Mike's class or Mike. That's Mike Calvert's class. But anytime I heard that, I was like, it's time to multiply, right? Because I don't want that pride in my life, honestly. And so I would say, honestly, I want to hold loosely to this class, and so that helps me be humble. Say, God, where are you leading this class? What maybe it is? Maybe maybe he's right. Maybe we do need to go this direction. And I don't always like that. My flesh wants to fight that. I want it to go the way it's you're involved in my social circle now. What are you talking? So there can be a lot of feelings involved in that. And so I have had to learn to hold loosely. Honestly on the table. I am having to do that right now. And it's a fight with your flesh. So communicate, get on board with the vision is, hold it loosely. And sometimes you have to give and take, and hopefully the other person is seeking God as well. And eventually God leads us. Prayer is another big piece of it, because prayer, there's nothing like prayer to get you on your knees, to get onto the same page. And every problem, maybe we can talk a little bit more specifically about what you're dealing with. But
it's actually a great segue when I look at the kind of amount of time that we have. What we're going to do right now is we're going to let the panelists go sit at each one of the tables. We'd like you guys to spread out. So if you're individual at a table, you're going to get a lot of attention. You're welcome to kind of consolidate if you want to, hear benefit from other stories. And then they're going to address your questions specific one-on-one, because we want to. I understand that what we cover here may not answer every question that you have, and we've got enough panels here where we can do that. So we're going to transition to that time right now, and then we are at a wrap at 5 till. So really, when your table's done, thank you for being here. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
And don't forget, just one kind of housekeeping. Don't forget, if you texted that bid mad to 41411, you'll get that link for the service. If you just fill that out. And if you didn't do that, 41411, I'll have a paper copy
for you. Please, not by
anyone. So tell me, what are you in? Single ministry.
Bishop of the church is in one of the things I'm currently struggling with is a exterior ministry that I'm trying to find.
You're not part of us.
You're not part of us.
You're not part of us.
this campus, there was not a lot of
You can say all the words you want.
But anyway, so I am not over there. I'm alongside you. I just got to hear your name age-wise. And she opened the work and service.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, I don't know that.
And they do that at the same time.
So I look at what that body is. I am about
your class and your exit, they can say times that. Then they go in and they see what the overview is.
We are always in agreement with that. We would have our advisors, leadership.
Once every 4 months. Also, we're talking about meeting with different campus.
Oh, right. She did an awesome job of pitching the idea. Very well spoken.
We went to, Nashville in November for the women's forum, and then Valerie and I roomed together.
Oh, wow.
And so I
really did like that. I answered that loud.
We'll have to talk about that. I'm the chairman of the finance committee, so if I hear disconcerting things like that,
it's good to be. No, I'm doing it. It's just.
Don't make me make a phone call. You know, I'll call.
I'm looking forward to the fact that I appreciate our side. We call it
This year we've got 6 teachers, we did have 3.
I see some other benefits.
And
downtown.
So those are the things, but these are ones that are speaking in the classes. And we have a lot of shopping,
right? But also the challenge for us,
One minute warning, need to wrap up your thoughts to keep you on time for the next session. Or you can hang out here and we'll do it again.
That's it. And we don't have a thing to be to like partner with. I think we're going to take a higher day out as easy in our senior conference and some people.
You got to have a critical mass of material that we're working on right now. So it does control all that. So you have to have a function.
I'm